Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
That was Shams, ESPN, Celtics preparing for the worst, serious injury. I think we all knew that, felt that, saw that. I don't think that's really news to any of us. Now it's just the details. What exactly, is it just Achilles? Is it something different?
I'm starting to wonder. So,
Sniff test?
I don't know. It feels like 3:30.
Yes, I said that earlier.
Something like
feels
this
late.
Is the Celtics have a history when it comes to injuries of kind of jerking you around, right?
Okay.
Don't they? A little bit?
Okay, but
like being just not being fully kind of truthful about injuries, being vague on purpose.
But is that good or bad? Like, where are we going with this idea, Ted?
Well,
work it out, workshop it.
I'm going, what are the Celtics trying to do? To me, they have to know. Like, the x-ray has been done. They know the results, yet they're not releasing the information. Why? Why is that?
We'll get back to that in 1 second because it's two for Tuesday, Ted, here on WEEI Afternoons. That means if you are caller number 9 right now to the contest line at 617-931-0937. And if you have today's code word, which you heard this morning on the Greg Hill Show from Paradise, you'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Mets on May 20th. That's caller number 9 right now to the contest line, 617-931-0937 with today's code word. And you're going to see Mets Sox on May 20th. Good luck. So let's get back to this. Ted Johnson, so the delay, if there is a delay, because we don't really know. All we knew was he was having an MRI today.
I know.
So,
well, didn't Sham say he already had the MRI?
Yeah, but they're bracing. So I tried to spin this positive, that they just assumed and presumed based on what happened on the court that this is a torn Achilles. And then they got the MRI and they're like,
I heard that take.
It's not torn.
Yeah, that's a terrible take.
Well, you don't have to be mean.
No offense.
To be optimistic.
You've been watching sports. You know, we're the same age, so you saw he planted and pushed off.
Yes,
and then went down and grabbed his and then did the spinny top thing.
Yep,
it's Achilles, bro. Yeah. Maybe it's a partial tear. Maybe it's not a full bone tear. Is this a partial tear? So maybe there's hope in that. But I would bet everything I have that it's an Achilles tear.
Yeah, I kind of would too. I was just trying to be optimistic. Okay. And I was trying to explain why there would be a delay. Because I do think this, for an NBA superstar in a series that Fitzy is game to game. Like, it's not like we're in the off season and it doesn't matter any, like, if there was some weird, I don't know. I just, it doesn't smell right. The sniff you just did. This seems a little weird that we're coming up on the 4 o'clock hour, coming up on 24 hours, whatever, like that we don't know. In this world, if we find out everything like that, why do we not? Or maybe the other one is if you want to go the other direction, could it be worse? It's a torn Achilles, but also something else. You know, there was Fitzy, there was a break thing that was out there.
There was some bone break that some of the Twitter docs were bandying about last night as well, and if it could be a combination, he did clutch. I thank God, and I hope to never know what an Achilles strain, let alone an Achilles tear, feels like. It didn't seem to be reaching up the calf. He was reaching down by the ankle, so I guess it could sever there. And if he were to like snap the ankle too or dislocate it, It could be a combination of all those things as well. He could also be in surgery right now, guys, which means they want to wait to talk about it until he's out of the procedure.
That's
some doctor may have said, like, hey, let's get on this. Like, this is partial. We can get, I see a 6-month timeline. Let's get right to it. And they could have been aggressive about it. Whereas, like, what? Brady had to wait a month for the swelling to go down because of the ACL and MCL compounded. Yep. Like that. Ted, when you, the worst surgery you had, was there ever longer than a 24 or 48 hour window of waiting?
Oh, all my surgeries lasted usually, you know, a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, Before you went in?
Yeah, but they were all, so, and that's relatively fast. That's like,
right.
Yeah, so none of them were, I didn't have an ACL tear, so it wasn't, and back then when I was doing it, they were doing it with hammers and,
different
and,
world.
Like, oh, God. And they
it
were,
was like career
they
ending.
Doing, they were doing ACLs 2 days after, and now they wait a month before they even do
and
it.
Now they've kind of mastered it, so they know you're going to come back. Fitzy, I don't hate the idea, though, that maybe the first news we would get is, yes, it was a torn Achilles. We've already repaired it. It was a successful surgery, and we're looking at a blank timeline.
In New York, You do your not in Boston. You do it in New York.
Wherever the best specialist is. I mean, Brady went to L.A. La Trache.
They said he underwent an MRI in New York. So
yeah. So maybe the best of the best is in New York or whatever. Maybe he wants it. Maybe he wanted a second opinion. But I don't hate the idea of the first thing we hear is positive. It's already been repaired.
Yeah.
We're actually down. We've started the process. But we know Jason Tatum. I think it's a certainty he's not playing tomorrow night at the Garden against the Knicks.
Yep.
So the rest is speculative. So, Ted, let's get into your feelings, reaction, emotion. First of all, was Jason Tatum playing good, great? Was that going to be an elite, legendary game? What kind of game was Jason Tatum in the midst of when this injury happened?
You know what? And I rarely go on Twitter, and I was feeling it last night.
Ooh,
I'm like,
frisky.
You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna just tweet out stuff. I'm not going to look at my mentions and just have fun. And it was like, man, I mean, it was the best game he was having all series, all playoffs.
Yeah.
But that was with about, that was going into the fourth. And I'm like, but let's see how the game ends. And, not for nothing, but there was a couple of shots there before he got injured where you're like, dude, the dribble between the legs, pull up, shoot, air ball. You're like, oh, bro, that was a bad. And then the next possession down early in the clock, kind of a similar kind of thing. And you're like, he needed to validate all the points with a strong finish. That was kind of what I was alluding to, and it wasn't trending that way before the injury.
Yeah.
Right? So I have a mixed feeling about the performance. I mean, you look at the assists. Again, I think the assists are such a big – so the three games that they've lost, all the assist numbers have been under 20. The one game that they have won against the Knicks, they had 23 assists. They only had 15 assists in that game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and a lot of that has to do because of, JT was so locked into his ISO. He was scoring. Let's face it, he was scoring. But, it's a mixed feeling considering how it was trending before the injury.
Yeah, I think, Fitzy, I think this game was going to be, as so many games are, the perspective was going to be based on the result. Like, if the Celtics win, I think people are saying, oh, my God, JT was awesome. He scored 48.
Over.
He took over. He carried that team. It's 2-2. And if they lose, it was going to get into, he kind of started doing the iso ball thing, and his shooting went south. Because there was a couple of those where he took, like, dribble, sidestep three, miss. They go down the court,
and
score a layup, or hit a three.
Right.
And it's like, well, that's a swing right there of momentum for the Knicks.
That's where it was trending at the end of the fourth.
It was. And, I heard people say this, and I don't totally agree, that they were losing this game with or without Tatum.
Absolutely.
The possession in which he got hurt, if that doesn't happen, you're down seven. And let's say there's no turnover there. He doesn't lunge. He doesn't tear, whatever.
Yep.
They keep possession. Let's say he shoots a three and hits a three. Now you're only down four. I think you can win that game.
With less than a couple minutes. I mean, you're
okay.
Around. Okay. Yeah.
But that's a long time in an NBA game.
I would say my guess is if you were looking at what the odds would say at that moment in time that the Celtics had a 15% chance of winning, it's still a chance.
Maybe. Yeah, you're the better team. You have a chance.
They rattled off a 9-0 run in a minute 20 earlier in the game. So who's to say they couldn't have done that?
Well, right. Just because their clutch numbers aren't the best.
No.
Can they do it with five or less minutes? That just isn't their style.
Well, become their trend is they either blow out or get blown out. Like they kind of the clutch numbers are in fact partially because I don't think they have a ton of opportunities to do that. Because sometimes they get hot and then they just pull away, which is what they try to do. which is what has been a criticism throughout this series. Like, you don't have to try to pull away, have good offensive possessions. And the assists thing, little shot at my guy. This is going to be a snarky comment. There were other assists that were not counted. Those were the assists that Jaylen Brown was giving the Knicks when he was turning the ball over.
Can we flesh this out a little bit?
He wasn't good.
What
is hurt.
Okay.
He's got no elevation. No elevation.
Really? We're using that.
I am. I don't know about we is, but okay. I am.
This is really convenient, huh, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Very convenient right around now.
You guys don't agree? Do you think he's lacking? I saw him go up two hands thinking he was going to dunk and then realize, oh, I'm not going to get above the rim. And I've seen a flat jumper. Mm. I think his jumpers are short. I think he lacks something. He's also not cocky. He's not as cocky as he's been. And I think that's desperation in him that he is he's not the good wounded animal. You know how they say like a wounded animal is dangerous sometimes?
Yeah.
He's the wounded animal that's just trying to get by and do the best he can.
Man, I don't know. I have a hard time with that. Look, me being a former athlete, part of me is like wanting to scream to everybody, hey, I'm hurt. Just so judge me through that lens.
Yeah.
But then nobody wants to listen to that. It's like you're out there playing. It's hard. I don't know.
You need a defender like me
on
the radio.
I'm not sure how I feel about that. But I will say this, and Brian, if Brian's listening, I don't know if you're listening out there, Brian, but can we please – If the Celtics have a chance of winning the series, and I think they still can I don't know, like we could maybe go through and pick guys that you would take over the other maybe later, but I still think this team has a chance to win. But take the ball out of Jaylen Brown's hands, please stop him dribbling. He can't dribble effectively and efficiently enough in these big moments in games. Nope.
617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls, and we'll figure out what they can do. Okay, so Ted Johnson doesn't want Jaylen Brown bringing the ball up, handling the ball.
I got an idea.
Who handles the ball? Who fills in the starting lineup? You got 48 minutes of basketball, basically, you need to fill for Jason Tatum. He was going to play the whole game. Who takes those minutes? Do you go big? Do you go small? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Check, check, and check. J-Dub.
Jay Williams check on Get Up, talking about my guy. From one Jay to another.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown, step up.
You don't like those expectations being put on him, huh?
Well, I think it's a little bit unfair. Do I think he needs to be...
Unfair?
Yeah, unfair. I think he needs to be the centerpiece of the Celtics. He's the best player on the Celtics now. Can he do it alone? He absolutely can't. Because guess who else? You just told me they were going to lose last night with Jason Tatum scoring 42 points. He can't do it alone either. Like, the Knicks were proving they were going to be the better team. They had four guys with 20 points, the Knicks did, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if Jason Tatum can't do it alone, and we all have accepted that Tatum is better than Brown, then Jaylen Brown can't do it alone.
Oh, I didn't know if you felt that way.
I thought
maybe JB was better than JB.
I don't think he's better, but I don't think the divide is as much as people think. But what I believe is I've been told all year this is the deepest, best roster in the NBA.
And it is.
And it hasn't looked like it in this series.
No, it has not.
They have to step up. I need Drew Holiday to look like a good player, not an old, tired, slow player. I need Kristaps Porzingis to look like a unicorn, not a guy who's dealing with respiratory virus, whatever's going on with him. I need Derek White to probably be a little bit more consistent as a scorer. I need Peyton Pritchard to be the good Peyton Pritchard. Well, he was last night for the most part. But I need Peyton Pritchard to be the guy that won the Sixth Man Award. And that's where I want to start with you, Ted. Who starts? Who do you start tomorrow? Is it Porzingis? Is it Pritchard? Do you go small? Because you don't want JB carrying the ball. So I would.
Yeah, I want Pritchard.
You want Pritchard to start?
Give me PP.
cut that.
Give me PP all day. I just think I trust him handling the ball. I think the ball moves well when he's kind of the chief out there driving the ship. And so, you want the ball to be brought up and handled efficiently and distributed and get into their sets and their motions to start the offense. I think they should run the offense through Peyton Pritchard tomorrow night, Fitzy. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, when he played 12 more minutes, he averaged it was the other game where Tatum was out. He played 12 more minutes and had 21 points. So, in the last game. So, anytime his minutes go up, they're 9-2. Don't forget, without Tatum this year.
Yep.
I would play Peyton Pritchard. This goes back to why I said they have to coach fearlessly. Not only is he a natural scorer. Now, sure, you may have a little bit of a physicality advantage with Brunson, but if you can get Brunson to try to have to play defense against Pritchard, moving him all over the formation, spotting him up for threes, you may drag
Brunson down to your level. It'll wear his ass down.
You have to wear his ass down. Yes, and also, when I say coach fearlessly, I mean, if Sam Hauser says, it hurts like hell, but I can give you 12 minutes and three corner office threes, you do that, and you have to figure out the right time. If you want to put in Baylor Shireman for 8 minutes tomorrow night because you think his fresh legs will be good to move, set some picks, and shoot some threes, then that's what you have to do. Whatever generates offense, confusion against the Knicks, and has the Celtics feeling as fresh as possible, because quite honestly, guys, last night it looked at times as if Kristaps Porzingis was wearing one of those lead training vests that you wear when you're in the SEALs or you're trying to sweat it out on the football field. And Drew Holiday was just flat out old, and he got bodied a few times by Brunson just because he's younger. And there's tread off those tires, guys.
And look, even Cornette, sorry, Andy, real quick, just so Cornette only got 8 minutes, but you know what? He sets high screens, he gets rebounds, he's scrappy, he's a good passer. You know, like, you talk about Mazzulla's going to have to show some coaching. He's not just going to say, all right, guys, switch everything and throw up a bunch of threes.
Or run the same play again like he did at the end of game
that
three.
That Cable Bacon, this game, he's going to have to coach his ass off and actually, you know, make, like Fitzy's suggesting, decisions in his lineups that maybe he's never had to do and he doesn't want to do because of what's at stake, but he's going to have to. Now the JT's hurt.
And that's my point. You know, you have the numbers where 12 more minutes for Pritchard led to whatever more points when Tatum sat out game two against the Magic. Yep. You know what you also got? You got 35 from Jaylen Brown. So I do believe Jaylen Brown needs to lead the way, but he can't be like, you know, streaking by himself. He needs others following him, falling in line. And that's Pritchard with a little bit better of a game. You know, we even had a Torrey Craig call from a texter. Like, I do think it's all hands on deck. Like, you got to get more. You've lost a significant number of minutes, points, rebounds, assists, everything. So you need to. JB's not going to replicate all of that. JB can give you maybe a few more points. Maybe he can take it from scoring 20 to scoring high 20s. Okay. Where are the assists coming from? Where's the ball handling coming? That's where it's Pritchard and everybody else. And Mazzulla. Mazzulla's got to be the guy orchestrating it all. He can't look like a deer in headlights there. He needs to look like, this is what I get paid for, is to adjust to these things on the fly.
Yeah.
Like Bill Belichick, you compared him earlier. You said his idol or whatever. Bill would look at this as an opportunity. This is going to sound like a shot, and it may or may not be. You can decide for yourself, listeners. As an opportunity to show his stuff. For his ego to take
big
over.
Time.
You know what I mean?
Big time. He loves opportunities like this to show his coaching chops.
And Joe should, too.
He would. Like, for a guy that I think kind of values, people thinking he's a great coach, to just kind of tell everybody whoever shoots the most threes is going to win, it's like, well, any coach can tell you his team that. Like, I don't know. I don't see the coaching. I need to see some coaching out of Joe, man.
617-779-7937. Timmy in Stoneham has an interesting idea what the Celtics can do. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, guys, I was wondering what you think about letting Kata play a little in the center.
Thanks for the call, Timmy.
Yep. Way to put him on there.
No, that was a good idea. There's no bad ideas.
We're just spitballing here.
When you lose your best player, well, you got all good ideas. Isn't that what Breslow said when Casas went down? All ideas have to be considered
Don't want to shame. Don't want to shame the callers.
Torrey Craig, whoever it may be. I don't love the idea, Timmy.
Nobody's saying Shireman. Nobody's
We had Shireman earlier.
I'd rather, to me, that's energy. Boom.
That's what I said.
Versus Kata.
Why not?
You kidding me?
Why not? Because I don't think it'll work out well for the Boston Celtics. I think the Celtics, again, I've been told how good they are and how deep they are. All you have to do is take the guy that everybody told me as the sixth man for Boston. He'd be the third man anywhere else in the NBA and average 28 a night.
A lot of people think he's a starter on another team.
Okay, so start and score 20-plus points.
Yep.
You do that, I think the Celtics have a good chance to win. Because I think you'll also control the ball. I do think you'll wear out Brunson, because that would drive me nuts trying to chase him. When he does some of that Bob Cousy stuff and he's dribbling around
isn't that a little bit of what Peyton Pritchard does?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that would drive Brunson nuts.
It would. It would give him a taste of his own medicine.
Yes.
And it also, it just kind of, the defense doesn't know how to react to it.
Right.
And there'd be breakdowns defensively that I think Pritchard would take advantage of.
100%. 617-779-7937. Continuing to take your phone calls. What the Celtics can do post-Jason Tatum. We are waiting for updates on Jason Tatum. We've been told their first official injury report will come at 5 o'clock. I don't know how telling that'll be. I think it'll probably just say leg injury out or leg injury doubtful or something we don't really need.
Tell us anything.
It looks bad. It feels bad. It sounds bad. We'll continue to monitor the socials. Right, Dan, Stiz?
Hey, you guys on that, doing your jobs?
I got it.
Keep an eye on socials.
What do you guys need?
Keep an eye on Twitter. Make sure there's
breaking news, any Tatum news.
Oh, we weren't listening. So, we'll try to do that.
And we'll continue to help Joe Mazzulla. Joey Bag of Donuts. With what his assignment is for tomorrow night. How he figures out how to play post-Tatum. And does this put any pressure on the Knicks? Is there any pressure on Tibbs to try to figure out what the Celtics are going to do? Is there an unknown to the Boston Celtics with Jaylen Brown as their best player right now? All that and more up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.